The Rescue. Characters: Mohanlal, 47 years old. Molly, Mohanlal's wife, 40 years old. Shilu, Mohanlal's daughter, 19 years old. Biju, 70 years old, Mohanlal's father. Sridharan, Mohanlal's 45 years old neighbor. Time: late afternoon in July. Setting: Mohanlal's home. Scene 1. Mohanlal, Molly and Biju are in a room. Biju is sitting on the bed. Mohanlal is sitting on a chair. Molly is looking out of the window. The stage is not very bright. Mohanlal going to the window.
It is raining so heavily. And look, our backyard is a small pond.
Biju joining Mohanlal at the window.
I have never seen it rain so hard. This is the third day of incessant rain.
Molly joining the men at the window.
Oh no, the radio said Manimala and Achankovil rivers were flowing above flood stage this morning.
Mohanlal.
Yes, I heard in the morning the water in nearby villages of Kallupara and Thuppamon had reached dangerous levels. It must have covered the paddy fields and the highway by now.
The men return to where they were sitting. There is a noise of stamping feet and someone breathing hard. They all look to the right, the direction of the sounds. Sridharan, entering from right, he has an improvised rain cover made from a large polythene sack, which he drags off as he enters. He is panting.
The Pampa River is rising fast. They say it looks bad. The Pampa dam gates were opened an hour ago. Where is Shilu?
Molly.
She is in the cowshed. She said she will untie the buffalo and the calf as the water is rising.
Biju walking to the window as he is trying to talk on the mobile with irritation.
Hello? Hello?
To the others in the room.
I'm trying to talk to the sarpanch. I can't.
There is a pause and Shilu comes in, her face frightened. Shilu to Molly.
Amma, the water was up to my knees.
Biju coming in.
There is no signal. The telephone is dead. I can't get the station house officer. There is no signal. Let me see if I can get any signal outside.
Goes out right. Sridharan.
Seems the lines are down between here and town. Let's get organized.
To Molly.
Sahodari, look up your flashlight and candles, lamps, lanterns or anything you have got. Shilu, fill the tubs and pails. Mohan, let's check on food, blankets and first aid kit.
Molly and Shilu exit. Sridharan turns to Mohanlal.
This is serious, Mohan.
He goes to the window.
We can't get out by the main road and we are already cut off from the south side.
Mohanlal joins him. He gasps. Mohanlal quietly.
Sridharan, I'm scared. How will we move him?
Sridharan, placing a hand on his shoulder.
Mohan, we must not let the others see how scared we are. Let's first get all the things together first. If only the rain would let up, we will signal for help from the roof. Maybe NDRF will send a boat or something.
Shilu entering.
We have got enough fresh water to last us a week. Uncle, who will send a boat for us? And from where?
Molly entering.
Here are lights. Did you say food?
There is a terrific crash followed by a scream. Biju from outside.
Mohan! Mohan! Shilu!
Molly entering.
Achan, where is he?
All rush to the door. Shilu moving ahead.
There he is. He's falling down.
Mohan Lal and Sridharan rush out. Mohan Lal, voice from outside, worried.
Don't move, Achan. We'll get you in.
There is a thumping and voices at the right. Mohan Lal and Sridharan enter, carrying Biju. He is moaning in pain. As they put Biju on the bed, the lights go out. Sridharan trying to sound casual.
Powerhouse must be out of commission. Light the lantern, Shilu.
Shilu switches on the flashlight, lights the lantern. Molly.
I'll make tea for Achan and some appam.
Shilu and Molly exit left. Sridharan, in a low voice to Mohanlal.
The water is up at least another foot since I came. Mohan, at this rate, the floor here will be under water in an hour.
Mohanlal.
What will we do then, Sridharan? Achan has fractured his leg. Neither Molly nor Shilu is a strong swimmer.
Sridharan.
I'm going to climb out of the roof and start waving the flashlight. We will see it through if we just keep our heads.